Welcome back to The Night Side. We've been talking a lot about live events, live music, things that are shut down right now. The pandemic has resulted in a near complete suspension of live events, art presentations. It affects not just the artists, but thousands of other people who are associated with these events. Now, joining us on the line is the founder of Beerlicious, Les Murray, hoping to get the attention of the municipal and provincial government to figure out what is the plan moving forward. Les Murray, thank you so much for doing this and welcome to the show.
Thank you. Thank you for having me, Barb.
It's a tough time. It's a frustrating time for anyone involved in these types of events. And as I said, not just artists, but everybody else who works to support the kind of events that you put on.
Yeah, it's so true. I mean, our event, in 2020 would have been 24 years old.
Wow.
And that's the Toronto Festival of Beer. And obviously, we didn't get that off the ground in 2020. And, you know, this is the gig economy. There are so many people that affects in the live event world, right? Whether it's, our own staff, production staff, the guys that manage stage and stage setup and sound and all the infrastructure that goes into putting on a festival. All those companies and all those people that work and rely on these festivals to live, right, and to work and eat, and so it's been challenging, and losing a year has affected many, many people, and we're just hoping we have an opportunity to get something off the ground this year. And our biggest challenge is getting to have a voice at the table when they're making decisions, and how we can actually execute events safely in the environment that we're in, and we're actually the ones that are well positioned to do that. And I don't think that they understand that we're the most prepared. We have all the elements of putting on events for people of whatever size, and we have the most experience. So really, we should be at the table, and all we're trying to do is get get a voice at the table as they're talking about it. Events don't happen overnight. They take months and months and months of planning. I know our events, as soon as we finish the one event, and our event is typically in July, the end of July, we start on the next year's event. We started, planning then. So, we can't wait until, May or June to understand whether or not we're going to be able to do an event. We need to obviously understand that now and be able to show, to public health and to the City of Toronto that we actually in the best position to activate events, this summer. So we're hoping to continue those conversations, but start those conversations now.
Last year was a real touch and go year because it started in March and nobody was sure what was going to happen. And when did you pull the plug on last year's event? When did you know for sure it wasn't going to happen?
Well, we were kind of looking at alternative dates later in the year.
Mm-hmm.
And, by the time we got to, I would say, mid-May, we were kind of in a position, we got to make a call on this because there doesn't feel like we're going to get anything off the ground. We certainly weren't getting any type of positive news coming out of the city. So so that was kind of our timing in terms of just stopping the event and not including, hey, do we push it into a September time frame or a November time frame or whatnot. So that's really our timing of it, but we need to be getting on that now and having those discussions now.
When you say you just want to be at the table, is anybody from the industry at the table, or is there nobody being invited to the table?
I think there's a number of people in the industry that are advocating for, the return of live events, the return of live music. But are they at the table at the municipal level? I don't know. I don't think so. I don't think that their voice is certainly held from a provincial level or a federal level, but not at the municipal level.
It seems very generally that the message is when the numbers come down, things will start to reopen. Is part of the conversation you want to have that we can do an event safely, and you can tell us if we can have, you know, 100 people, 200 people, 500 people, and we can figure out a way to make it work just so that things can continue to be planned?
Yeah, you're bang on, Barb. And you know, when you hear about kind of events being canceled, you're hearing about events that are very large scale and are free, outdoor events and their parades and things like that. That, yeah, those are very hard control. But for us, we can actually control it. It's a ticketed event. We can determine based on the current status of COVID and where we're at in terms of those restrictions that are required, and we can manage with those restrictions in place. So we can go up and down. We can manage security. We can manage the ins people are getting their temperature checked, or they're getting contact tracing. We're getting all that information. So, yeah, 100%. I mean, I think that's the key for us, is to be able to have those discussions and be prepared that if we're in, you know, what they call the yellow zone or the orange zone or the green zone, how we would be able to accommodate that based on managing its capacity and managing, you know, the appropriate social distancing for consumers that want to come out and join events.
Do you think businesses and industries are hitting a real frustration point now?
I know quite a few, certainly in the restaurant and hospitality, getting very frustrated about, getting back to work and, you know, knowing that they can do it safely. But, and I know that there are, you know, some people that have not made it through on the production side, right, who have just had to, close up shop, which is, you know, so unfortunate. And if this thing goes longer, there'll be more of that going on, too, you know.
Yeah, it's I know it's frustrating, and I know it's the, you know, why can Walmart and why can Costco, and nothing against them, but why can't other people be able to do things safely? What is next for you and for Beerlicious and for other events?
Yeah, I mean, listen, I just want to be an advocate for all events, right? We want to, you know, we know consumers want to come, you know, they're all
yeah.
Picked up. And will be for the next little bit. They want to just be able to have an opportunity to go outside and enjoy outdoors and, you know, and gather and socialize, but do it obviously in a safe way. We all recognize that. So next for us is just getting this conversation going now. We know we're in the best position from our expertise to be able to deliver an event in a COVID environment. And we want the opportunity to have those discussions and have those discussions now.
Got it. Great stuff. And thanks for joining us, and happy to have you on again as we get a little bit further to closer to the spring and the summer.
Yeah, I appreciate that, Barb. Thank you so much.
All right. Les Murray, he is the founder of Beerlicious, and you are listening to The Night Side.